Joshua.
Chapter number 24. I want to begin reading in verse number 13. You'll find the reading in Joshua, chapter number 24. Begin reading in verse number 13. Find any place you would stand this morning in the reverence of reading of the Word of God. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not. Had ye dwell in them of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Our Father, God, I thank Thee that You've allowed us, Father, to come boldly into the throne of grace just one more time. Father, I thank Thee for a spirit so thick this morning. God, I pray, Father, You would use this time of preaching, God, to prick the hearts, Father, of those around. I pray, God, You would help us to examine ourselves today. God, that we would take this and we would learn from it. God, that we would be better Christians, Father, and a better, closer walk with Thee, I pray. God, that You would do a work today, Father, and You've already done some. And God, I want a little more. I pray, Father, that You'd save a soul this morning, God, if it be Your will. I pray, God, that You would do that, God, that only You could do. Help us, Father, today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Decisions. Joshua's given us a truth this morning that there's a decision to be made. There's a decision to be made this morning. And I don't know where you're at, but you've seen a moving and a working of an almighty God. So far this morning, God sent 1, 2, 3, 4 individuals to testify this morning of how great and how mighty God is. God sent a choir this morning to sing unto you the glory of an almighty God. And I've read before your hearing the words of an almighty God that spake through a man named Joshua, and he said, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the God of your fathers on the other side of the flood or the God of their Amorites in which the land that ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. You can go about 3.5 miles down the road here to Little Double Wide sitting on top of the hill. Things might not always be pretty most days, but I can give you this point and this point only. In my house, we serve the Lord that's alive and well. And no matter how hard times get, no matter how big seas rage, no matter how hard the wind blows, at my house we're going to serve God. Because I have no other option but to serve God. Because He's an almighty God. He's a living God. He's a God that's alive and well today, seated on the right hand of the Father. He's a God that's answered every prayer I've gave, met every need I've had. He stood behind me. Bless God, when I've been so weak I couldn't go, He stood behind me and held my backbone. When the devil blowed his raging fire, when he throwed his darts, He stood behind me. I have no other way but to serve Him today. I think about the first chapters of Joshua, about decisions that had to be made. I think about chapters leading up to Joshua. I think about coming up through the latter parts, and I think about how Joshua had decisions to be made when he was following Moses. And as I've preached to you pretty much the majority of the series that the Lord's given me in Joshua, about how in different parts that, you know, Joshua has been groomed, Joshua has been led, Joshua has been made. But Joshua has had decisions that Joshua's had to make for him to get to this point, chapter 24. I think about chapter 2, how Joshua sent the spies into the land, the new land, the big country, the better country. The spies got into that country and they met a woman, and she said, listen, she said, I know why you've came. I know what's going on. I know that your God has done come down before you and sent power before you and smitten everything that lies ahead of you, and we here want no part of this. This land's yours. Go tell your God, go tell your Lord that you can have it. The spies went back to Joshua and said, we've met a woman and they don't know what God's doing. They don't know how big God is. They don't know what's taking place. They're scared to death and they handed over their rights to the land. That's God. I think not only in chapter 2, I think in chapter 3, how they came down to the river and the Lord told them, said, if you just stand still, I'd do great mighty things before your ears, before your hearing, before your eyes. There was a choice and a decision to be made that day. I think not only in chapter 3 about when the Lord told them to stand still. I think about in chapter 6 when God's people marched around Jericho 6 times, and on the 7th day they marched around 7 times, and on the 7th time around they screamed, hollered, shouted, and carried on in a wild, wild way, and God done a great work and knocked the walls down. I think about a time here at Bethel when we marched around this church on Wednesday nights, week 1, and week 2, and week 3, and we thought, Lord God, preacher, what are you doing? We carried on and we marched and marched and marched, and about on the 7th Wednesday night, I can remember marching around this place on the outside. I can remember about the time we got around, man went to hooping, shouting, and carrying on, and God commenced to doing a work. God commits to saving souls, I believe 30-something to be exact. We got to see him get baptized. That was a decision that had to be made. That was a decision by your pastor that had to be made. I think about not only in chapter 6, I think about chapter 10, when the sun stood still. And God fought for Israel, and God's fighting for you today. But there's a decision that's got to be made. For that can take place. I think not only in chapter 10, I think in chapters 14 through 16 about the 9 tribes and their inheritance and how God's laid before them, I mean, a table just laid up with bread and meat and all the things and the land that God's given them. I think not only there, I think in chapter 17, when the driving out of the Canaanites, when they come back in the Manasseh crowd, they come back to God and said, and Joshua, and they said, Joshua, they said, this is not good enough for us. We want that on the hill. And Joshua said, go ahead now. Get up there. Take hold thee and everything thou cuttest. You'll see what God has done for thee. I think not only there, I think in chapters 23 and 24 when Joshua is charging Israel. He's giving them a charge of how they are to live because it's coming to the near end of Joshua's days. When we get here to chapter 24 and verse number 13, the Bible says, and I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted. Do not ye eat? I see, first of all, I see a presumptional people in verse number 13. I see a people that's already assuming. Joshua's calling them out on it. He said, and I have given you, this is the Lord, the Lord's given you a land which ye did not labor for. He said, the cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted, do not ye eat. That's where we're at today. God's given you this church house, and you assumed that it was already yours. But God's given it to you, and you've come here, and you've testified, and you've done things that God had told you to do. But you've come here, and you're taking part and reaping of things that you had no part in doing because it was Almighty God. You're taking part in things in your life, bless God, that you had no takings in, because somebody way back down the road had put on somebody's heart that they'd pray and take care and pray for the further generations, and now we are reaping off things that God's blessed with us and we ain't done nothing for. We're a people presumptional. We're a people assuming. I'm so bad myself to assume things in my life. I assumed when I got up this morning that everything would be fine and dandy. I assumed when I got up this morning that the devil wasn't going to throw darts at me. I assumed this morning when I got up that God was just going to do just mighty and jolly things, but it's not always that case. I live in a world that God's done prepared for me. I live and take place in my walk of life that God's done laid out for me. Just as Joshua's telling them, said, you live in a city that's done been prepared. He said, you're eating things that's done been planted for you, and you ain't done nothing for them. You're taking blessings, church, that God's given you that you had nothing, you ain't done nothing, but God's given them because He's God. Because God made a decision a long time ago between Adam and Eve. When Eve partake of the fruit, there was no sin. They seen no sin. She took of that fruit. She seen sin. They took fig leaves and hid themselves. Well, God knew that day. God made a decision. He said, I'm going to have to send my son. He said, I'm going to have to send him one day. It may not be now. It may not be years down the road. But it'll be centuries from now. And I'm going to bring up a man, bring up a line, bring up a genealogy and a bloodline that's going to be pure. There's going to be a little lady named Mary. And I'm going to send him into her. And I'm going to plant that seed. I'm going to make a decision now that there's going to be a decision made. I've got to send my son. Because these people are wicked. These people are vile. But there's a decision has to be made. Second of all, not only we see a presumptional people, I see a premonitional presence here in verse 14. The Bible says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. We see a warning here. Joshua was telling them, said, you're a people that's assuming everything. You're a people that's spoiled rotten. You're a people that God has give and give and give. But yet we still assume. We see the warning here. It says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity. That word sincerity means completeness, in wholeness, in soundness. The entirety of yourself we are to serve Him. We see here, turn with me. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Bible says. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 6 and verse number 10, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, and wells dig, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, and when thou have eaten and be full, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve Him, and shalt swear by His name. And ye shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is what?
A jealous
God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. We see a warning. I think here, these idols, we see, thirdly, and I'll be done, we see a powerful proclamation. To have this, we see this warning in verse 14. And in the latter half, it says that your father served on the other side these idols. It says, put them away and serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwelt. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I ask you today, what's your house going to do? God laid this on my heart yesterday. As I was riding down the road, and I wanted to come be a help unto you, and your blood's on my hands. You've seen witness and testifying this morning of how great our God is. You've seen accounts today of how great our God is. You've seen testimonies after testimonies after testimonies. You've heard from a brother that said he's supposed to witness and he didn't, and the blood is on his hands, and I've had accounts in my life. It's on my hands. Is it on your hands, Brother Seth? Dad's it on your hands. Brother Josh, sit on your hands. Lost person, you're going to die and go to hell. And it's on your hands. It's on your hands. I've got lost loved ones. It's their blood. I'm certain there's lost people sitting here today. And it's on my hands. It said, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the God in which your father served, or whether the God of the Amorites in which the land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve God day in and day out. I'm warning you. The blood's on your hands. It's on your hands. Are you doing what God's called you to do? Are you telling those what God's calling you to tell them? Are you speaking to those what God's telling you to speak to? Are you going to stand when Brother Will comes and meets us at the river? And we go up before the Almighty God and we can't do nothing but put these hands on our face, covered in blood. To have this, there's got to be a separation. There's got to be a separation unto salvation. And once you get saved, that blood's going to be washed off your hands. That blood that you've done exactly what you're going to do, it's going to go from your hands to your heart. There's going to be a banner, blood-stained. Said, I saved that one. Washed white as snow. Washed white as snow, church. I had blood on my hands when I got up this morning. I had blood on my hands when I drove to church this morning. I had the blood on my hands when I was riding down the road yesterday when God laid this on my heart. I did not want to come today. I'd rather crawled up under my bed and die. I just want to do what God had had me to do. No matter the cost, no matter the circumstance, there's a decision and a decision to be made. Seth, you come play. You stand your feet and every head bowed and every eye closed. Decisions. If you got that blood all over your hands today, is that blood on your life? Has God told you to do something and you ain't doing it? Maybe you're here today and you're lost under the sound of this preaching. You need to be saved. Oh God, would you get a hold of me? Hey, is there many more around here? Would you get a hold of them? Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Come now. Would you come? Would there be anybody? This altar's filling up, but there's plenty of room left. That blood's on your hands today. I've done what I need to do. I'd love to pray for you. People still moving. Would there be anybody else? Anybody at all? That blood's on your hands. The only way you get it off is to do what God told you to do. Would there be anybody else? Maybe you're here this morning, you're lost. You didn't come down. Maybe you were shy and afraid, and that's okay. Maybe you'd raise your hand and say, "Preacher, I'm lost. Would you pray for me?" Anybody in the house? Would there be anybody? Maybe you're watching by way of Facebook. Ain't nobody around. Ain't nobody looking. Maybe it's just you. You're sitting on the couch. You get down on your knees. You ask Him. Go ahead and ask Him. "God, would you save me, a sinner? God, would you forgive me? God, I'm lost. The blood's on my hands and I'm dying, going to hell. God, would you save me? God, I believe you rose and died. I believe you died on the cross. You went to the grave. And on the third day, you rose and sent you back into heaven where you make intercession for me. God, would you come into my heart, clean it up, save me, live in my life? You can do it." Would there be anybody at all? We'll pray now. I see that hand. God bless you, son. Our Father and our God, Lord, I believe we've seen a presence and a working of an almighty God. Father, I believe that we've seen an unusual thing this morning. Father, I thank Thee for Your presence. I thank Thee for answering prayer. God, I pray, Father, that You would touch these that's here today. God, I pray that You would help them, Father, that the blood, God, would not be on their hands because they're doing exactly what You would have them to do. I pray, Father, God, You would touch them. I pray, Father, You would help them. God, I ask, Father, You would meet the need. God, here at Bethel, I ask, Father, that You would help us, God, to not have the blood, God, on our hands because we're doing everything You'd have us to do. Help us, God, not to slip up. Help us, Father, to choose today, God, that as for us in our house, we will serve the Lord. Is that the case today? I ask, Father, You would help us now. God, would You touch us, Father? Move upon our life, God, I pray. Meet our need, God, as only You can. And help us, Father, today. God, if they be one here that's lost, God, would You convict them? God, would You pour it on them, Father? Help them, God, not to leave today with blood-stained hands. God, I pray. Father, would You touch them? Lord, be with these prayer requests. Lord, Miss Joyce, Brother Ray, I thank You for them, and I pray, God, You'd bless them. Father, I pray, God, that You'd be with these, God, that having tests and procedures. Help them now. God, as only You can, meet the need, I pray. Touch our pastor, Father, as he's away. Help him, God, tonight be in the service, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.